Well, look, Shuey, thanks very much for your time. Pretty hot, humid conditions out there. How did the boys pull up? And you pleased with the way that you were able to power on in that last quarter?
Yeah, I don't think the heat was too much of a factor, to be honest. We've played in hotter. It's the size of the ground. It's a really testing night when you have to cover all those Ks. So, especially the way the Melbourne play, they play a really tough brand of footy. So we tried to match it. I think we did for most of the night. But, certainly earned our sleep tonight, I think.
Did you feel like you were in control for a lot of the game? You sort of running in waves during the first quarter, and then it sort of ground down to a bit of a halt through the middle part of the game. But you seemed to really be in control for most of it.
Yeah, it felt like we were in control. We had a lot of scoring shots. I think we beat them pretty convincingly in scoring shots, I think. But they play a brand of footy that if you're not converting, they'll hurt you the other way. So, they stayed in the game the whole night, even though we had the lead for most of it. But, we just got to convert a bit better, and I think we could have put the game away a bit earlier.
You mentioned it was a big ground. What was the most pleasing way about how you moved the ball today?
I think we got numerous ways of getting to goal. We certainly had to exploit every one of them tonight. And Melbourne's team defence, for the most part, was pretty tough to get through. So we had to try and find different avenues to goal, but I think we did it pretty well.
Jack Darling hitting a fair bit of form there with a handful of goals. So obviously great to have him back in the side and really performing well.
Yeah, he's the sort of bloke that was always going to have an impact as soon as he came back. And we saw that. He was kicking one. He was kicking a couple of goals in his first game back. So his forward pressure really stood out tonight. I know he kicked five, but it's just stuff he does off the ball that we love him for as well. So I think that was on full display. And, very well-deserved man of the match, I think.
How did it feel coming back off the bye?
I think both teams would have felt pretty good, pretty fresh. I think there's a bit of a myth that you can often get run over after the bye, but I think both teams are pretty fresh tonight. It was a tough game. Both teams ran pretty hard both ways, and I think the bye will do both clubs a world of good.
With Collingwood's loss last night and your win tonight, you're now two games clear inside the top four. It's a pretty good position to be in, isn't it, after round 14?
Yeah, it'd be a nicer position to be in at the end of the year. There's still plenty of water to go under the bridge, but we've set ourselves up for a big second half of the year, so we just got to keep playing the footy we're playing, and the rest will take care of itself.
Is there any area you think you guys really need to improve on and work on in that second half to take it to another level?
Well, we've come up against some good teams that have exposed us numerous times this year, so I think we've got to keep working on all aspects of our game. Even tonight we let ourselves down at certain times, but the best teams don't stop working on everything, so we'll continue to do that.
It's been a big 24 hours for the whole AFL community. Obviously, Phil Walsh spent a lot of time at the Eagles with five seasons there. How's it been for the guys over the last 24 hours or so?
It's been a weird 24 hours. You certainly don't expect it, waking up the day before a game, but he was the sort of bloke that would leave a legacy whatever club he's at, and he certainly did that at our club. And he's a really good man. So, he'll be missed. Thoughts go out to his family, his beautiful wife, and the Adelaide Football Club. But, I'm sure Adelaide will move on and do him proud in the second half of the year.
Was much made of it, much spoken about before the game?
Oh, yeah, we addressed it. We paid our respects. He left a huge footprint at the footy club. Got along well with all the boys. And, he'll certainly be missed. But we had business to take care of tonight, and we did that. And I think now we can reflect a bit more and pay our tributes.
Yeah, another nice tribute at the end of the game. It does set up an intriguing clash, I guess, for lack of a better word, next week coming up against the Crows. Have you got any early thoughts on what that's going to be like, obviously, after what they're going through and the close ties that Phil Walsh had at West Coast?
I think between start siren and the finish siren, business will be as usual, but we certainly understand what they're going through, and it's certainly a tough period for them. Not being at Adelaide, it's hard to comment on what sort of an impact Walshy would have had, but I imagine it was big. The way they're playing this year, they're playing a really exciting brand of footy to watch. I enjoy watching Adelaide, so there's not much we can say, but we're looking forward to the game next week, but they'll be ready to go.
Well, congratulations on the win tonight. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Good on you.